The basic unit of the Yumes tractor was manufactured at the South Engineering Plant in Dnipropetrovsk, Ukraine. This universal tractor places between the MTZ-50 and the MTZ-80. Compared to the base model, MTZ-50, the Yumes is 10 horsepower more powerful. The engineers considered the Yumes' advantages to be reliability and an engine that worked even at lower rotations. It was this fact that made the Yumes tractor the most widely used wheeled tractor equipped with excavation equipment in the Soviet Union. A plow at the front and a backhoe, bucket with a capacity of 0.15 cubic meters at the rear. Such machines were identified by the number combination EO2621. Due to its wide range of applications, the machines were manufactured in various excavator factories in the Soviet Union. The tractor in front of you was produced in the Borodyanka excavator factory. Western countries generally did not tend to buy machine licenses and technical drawings from the Soviet Union. On the contrary, the Yumes was an exception. In 1974, the Volvo Group purchased the technical documentation for the Yumes tractor from the Soviet Union and used it to develop the Volvo BM700, which was in production from 1976 to 1982. While in Sweden the production period of the machine was 6 years, in Ukraine Yumes tractors were produced until 2001, for a total of more than 30 years. During this time, 1.15 million Yumes with various modifications were produced.